Welcome to Goats in the Metaverse, my friends. I'm extremely excited to be joined by Jessica Yatrovsky, who is a photographer and filmmaker who has been making big waves in Web3, selling projects out on Coinbase. She has a very exciting project happening right now in OpenSea. And I'm excited to talk to Jessica about photography and Web3, which we've been hearing a lot about. So welcome to Goats in the Metaverse, my friends. Yasi's not here today. It is just me. And without further ado, let's bring on Jessica. Jessica, welcome to Goats in the Metaverse. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you for having me. I'm great.
Great to hear. Well, let's get right into it. Yep. Tell us about who you are, what you do, and...
anything else. So I'm a New York based artist. I consider myself a multidisciplinary artist. I'm an activist. I'm an author. I am primarily known for my film and photographic work, exploring body politics, beauty, gender. And I studied applied arts as an undergrad. I'm formally trained in painting, drawing, sculpture. And then I went on to receive my MFA from Parsons, where I worked on a photographic series documenting subjects that eventually became two bodies of work that were published photography monographs, which is just like a fancy way of saying a book. And those were called I Heart Boy and I Heart Girl. So I was always into depicting the body, and it plays much of a role in what I do today and the work that I'm definitely putting out in the space. I am the first female photographer that dropped and partnered with Coinbase NFT. And also I'm the founder of a feminist collective called New York Femme Factory. And then I use that as inspiration to begin minting my writing, my poetry, my photography, and my film work on the blockchain in 2021. And then I most recently started a movement called Room 707. So that's a little bit about me and where I'm at right now and what I've been doing the past however many years we've all been in this together.
All right. Well, first question, How did you get into Web3? How did you even find out about it? And what made you decide that this was the right thing for you to do?
Clubhouse. So I was on Clubhouse. A publicist friend of mine said, have you heard of this app called Clubhouse? And I was like, no. And I took a little while to join. And once I joined, I remember I was like picking out the categories. I was like, art, fitness, health, like the regular things, like I thought interest, entrepreneurship, like all of that. And then one fateful night, I wandered into a Degen room with a bunch of people that were talking. It was like a small group, and they had some title in there where there was like scissors and cold cuts. And then it said NFTs. And I said, what is an NFT? And everybody started laughing and like giggling. And I was like, no, for real, what's an NFT? Like, I'm from New York, like, please, we're going to get in a fight. You need to tell me what an NFT is. And this lovely man walked me through what an NFT was and even helped me mint my first piece. And he's not even in the space. Like, he doesn't even make NFTs. He's not even an artist. And so that was my first experience in Web3 and with NFTs. And I've been here ever since.
So kind of going through that process of, learning about this new technology and obviously being an artist, and there still are, but there's a lot of photographers that there was a kind of a photography phase, right? Where photography was really, really hot. I remember calling me up and says, we got to buy these photography NFTs. This is going to be the next big thing. And then it kind of almost stopped. Right. And now we're having conversations again, where photography is going to be hot again. There's some bubblings, and I guess my question to you is, as a photographer coming into this space or just trying to explore the space, what were you telling the rest of your photography friends? And were they like, why are you doing this? Does this even make sense? It's just kind of shiny JPEGs on the internet. Did you get backlash there?
I think I got a lot of questions from, because I belong to what I would consider the traditional art world, and went to a school that's very much rooted in traditional photography and traditional art. So I had a few friends that were curious, and then when they saw that I was having some success in the space, then they ask more questions. I was able to onboard some of my friends that are showing their own collections. But for the most part, I think that a lot of people have skepticism coming from the art world. But then at the same time, I see so many people that have never even touched a Twitter space, and they have full-on sold-out collections in Web3. You know, like all of their NFTs are sold out, and that's because they're represented by galleries, and galleries are very much into pushing digital assets now with their collectors. So I think that I've had more of a positive interaction with folks when we enter that conversation about what is an NFT and what are you doing on the blockchain. So it's been more of a positive experience, I would say.
Okay, that's good to hear. And going back to that Clubhouse, you got onboarded, you bought your first NFT. I'm assuming mm-hmm. you opened into the space,
yeah.
started joining Twitter spaces. How did iHeartGirl come around, and how did the partnership with Coinbase NFT start?
Yeah, it really started in an organic way. So that particular collection is only 55 images. And that series is about over 200 images that were, you know, in the actual book. And that book was published by Penguin Random House like a while back. And I decided to put that on the blockchain. I wanted the provenance. I wanted to put a stake in the ground and say like, hey, I was here at this particular time. So I thought it'd be a really interesting idea to take a select group of images and curate them and put them, you know, in, you know, create NFTs out of this curation. And, you know, just to be able to say like, hey, this work is important. This is the kind of work that I make. This is the kind of work that I think can exist in Web3. And I hadn't seen work like this exist yet. And now I'm seeing a lot more photography that has to do with, you know, similar subject matter. So that makes me really excited, and I like the ideal. I like the idea of trailblazing in the space, but I also like the idea of this work that has had such a profound impact on my career have a renaissance in the space and have an audience that would have never even had an interaction with this work had I not entered the space and, you know, minted them as NFTs.
Gotcha, and. Currently, you have XXDGen, which is a drop you did with OpenSea. Tell us mm-hmm. a little bit about that.
So XXGen, where it's like XX stands for the female chromosome. So, and then generation. I mean, you can project anything you want onto it. But I love this collection because it's 555 photography collages. And before the pandemic, just a really short story, when I first ran this book with my publisher, they ran the wrong version of the book. So when the books were delivered to my house, they were the wrong version. And so they didn't have me send them back. They sent me the new version of the book. And then I just put them in the cellar for what seems like forever. There was a flood, wiped some of the books out. But I always wanted to do something with them because I was like, these are like rare. And I know that artists sometimes treat their work too precious or afraid to throw things out. But in this case, I was like, I want to do something with these. I want to get back into collage. And so I started to unbind the books and cut them. And I saw like interesting things happen when I would add, you know, one image and overlay it onto another image. And so I was kind of playing with it a bit. And then I kind of set it aside. And then the pandemic happened and we had other priorities and I was doing other work and things like that. Then I found NFTs. And then I realized that we can use something called a generator and I can actually make these collages digitally. And it just was like totally explosive because normally I wouldn't be able to make 555 collages without like one or several studio assistants. So this just, it made to me available a lot of resources. So I was very, very excited to be able to get this work out into the world and like in such a like, you know, quick capacity, if you will.
And I think that's interesting, right? I mean, as an artist, as a photographer, you're, this is one of the biggest advantages of you know, the digital world, right? You have technology that you're able to utilize. Obviously, we're seeing now with AI, and people are like, well, you know, AI is going to kill this, but you have, it's still your art, right? It's still
something
you created. It's now it's on, you know, the blockchain. It's there digitally. You could still have that digital ownership of it, and you could pass that digital ownership of it, where a lot of people still kind of don't understand that, right? Some people are still sitting there and saying, it's just an image on the internet, and I could actually, you know, right click save it and have an image. But there is proof of ownership, and that is something important. And I guess from your perspective, how does that make you feel? Or you know, what do you see as the future of it, being a photographer and an artist, of somebody that, you know, wants to continue to, I'm assuming, develop their work and wants other people to own that work? Like, what are your thoughts there? How does that make you feel?
Yeah, I'll give you an example. So I had a solo exhibition in the city with my gallery last year, and I was tying the physical pieces to NFTs. So therefore, the NFT would sort of serve as a certificate of authenticity. And people found that to be really exciting. People that didn't know what NFTs were about, and then the people that did know what NFTs were about, were really excited that I was tying that into my IRL art practice. Because I think that as we move forward in the future as artists, no matter if we come from the traditional art world or if we're making digital work, that we can play between Web 2 and Web 3, right? And connect the two. And also, you know, have the ability to share whatever work we're making internationally. And that's the thing that I'm most excited about, because say somebody cannot get access to a physical work or cannot come to a physical show of mine, they can participate in my work through the blockchain, through owning my work, through, you know, coming into my, let's see, world, if you will, and participate in a distanced way, right? But then have that work in their wallet. So I think that's really exciting. Then people that want to pick up a physical piece and then get into NFTs, I think, is also something cool. So that's why, like, I am going to be launching the collector shop out right after the XX Gen sellout. So you can go in, if you have that token, you can get a digital chromogenic print, which is, if you know, in the art world, are beautiful prints. And if you don't, you just get to hold on to your NFT and take advantage of any other perks that I'm going to be offering collectors down the road.
So there is real life utility. So what is that utility? And walk me through a little bit of that. And I guess my next question is, because the debate is always, you know, this is art. That is the utility, right?
Yeah.
What made you think that utility is important, and kind of what was your thought process there?
Well, art is utility in my mind. And the way that I see it is that if you own an NFT, you have the option of owning the physical as well. That's incredibly exciting, because with 555 pieces, I can't hang those in a show. That's not possible. But I can create the work, right, to distribute to collectors. So that's super exciting. I like the idea of utility in terms of, like I said, the Web 2 and the Web 3 aspect. So it's a utility for you if you're owning the physical piece and want an NFT. Like, that's a utility. You don't know much about NFTs. And then vice versa, if you are an NFT holder and you want to get into collecting work. Like, I think a lot of people, especially over the pandemic, got into collecting, you know, collecting physical things, wanting merchandise, things like that. So I love that little, like, utility tie-in in terms of, like, physical art. You know, collaborating with people like Infinite Objects, so you can get your work on screens, people like that, because maybe you don't want to hang, you know, a piece on your wall, but you want, like, a digital screen, like, that's going to be available. So I think, like, that's really cool. And just access to more art. I think, like, that with me is the utility. If you buy into any of my projects, you're going to have access to more art. You're going to get on the allow list for more projects and that are, you know, curated by myself. So I'm very, very excited about getting people into art, you know, not just getting people into only collectibles, because I think there's so many facets in the space and so many different things that you can purchase, that you can collect. And I don't have opinions about that. I only see that as a limitless possibility of what you're, you know, to satisfy your interests, whatever you are interested in.
So I'm going to ask you a question, and I think this is, you know, and I'm kind of playing that devil's advocate here, but as a traditional artist, right, there's only so many pieces of art that you could create because you're one person. There's only X amount of time in a day. As somebody that is now creating digital art and using technology, you're able to create more, right? So the question becomes, you know, as, and this is not just for you, I guess every artist out there says, look, I'm creating, you know, X copy, whoever it might be, I'm creating these pieces, this rare collection. But if they keep creating collections or they keep creating pieces, does it now not necessarily become so rare? I mean, this is something that I kind of think about from the perspective of maybe you're kind of in the moment, you're creating, and you're like, this is different. But then the collectors are sitting there and saying, well, this piece looks very similar to that other piece, right? And now mm-hmm. it's not a one-on-one anymore. And maybe it doesn't have that, you know, the same worth and collectability. Or is the argument, it doesn't really matter. If you really love my art and you really love what I'm doing, it shouldn't really matter of what it's worth. And that is, there's too much of it. What are your thoughts?
I think the first thing that comes to mind is accessibility. Sometimes when your work, you don't have a large quantity and people can't capture that and you know, collect it and own it. And it is scarce. Like, that's a model that people play with. Also, I want to point out that I'm not an anon. And so I don't like having conversations about anonymous artists because I feel like that is irrelevant in my world, even though we do have like some, you know, I don't know, I'm trying to think of an anon artist that actually really has like full respect in the art world. But I do, you know, I support artists that put themselves out there. I also think artists are incredibly prolific. Like, it's sickening how prolific a lot of the artists that I know are. So for us to be able to now put that work somewhere where we can essentially have collectors that love it, enjoy it, want to collect it more. Now, having said that, I don't think that it's wise to oversaturate any market of your own when you're putting work out. So I try to be mindful of when I put things out, how much I put out, when, how, you know, so like all of these things, like you mentioned before we started recording, I think about I like the number 5, you know, so I have like numbers that I will kind of stick to, and then I'll bounce it off of just a few people that I trust and say, like, what do you think about this? And how many do you think I should have in this collection? Because for me, it's about satisfying myself first by like, what do I want to put out in the world? What is going to represent me the best as an artist? And then what do I think in terms of that accessibility piece, like people actually gaining access to my work? I don't want people to get upset because they've missed out on like on a drop or something. I want to make something for everybody. So the 55 piece collection was a rare collection, but then I came out with a larger generative collection that everybody could, you know, I don't want to say everybody, but, you know, more people could have access to it. So yeah. I think just kind of following that model where you can do these sort of I guess you could say high-end curated collections, and then you could do ones that are like larger that more people can get in on and enjoy.
Gotcha. Okay. And the last thing that you have is the Room 707 VI privacy key. What is that? Sounds very interesting.
Yeah. So prior to the pandemic, I hate that I have to keep referencing it, but there's so much has gone on in the world like the past several years. And prior to this, I was traveling. I was doing book tours, panel discussions, artist talks all over the world. I was traveling with the book I Heart Girl. I was also traveling with another poetry book. And I would throw these live events where I would platform other artists to, you know, invite them to read their own work and share their own work. And I thought, wow, what would that look like in Web3 if I had this secret society, if you will, that were IRL events and also events in the metaverse? events on Discord. I know some people do not like Discord, but you know, I've been having a lot of fun doing poetry readings in Discord. And I have my first IRL event at for 707 open to the public. Although it's in a private club, it's open to the public. That's happening during NFTLA next week. And that's going to be like some other artists as well sharing their work. So 707 gains you access to this, but something that I'm going to be announcing very shortly. So that's the gold key that we're seeing right there. There's going to be seven artists because it's 707. So seven artists I'm going to be announcing publicly that if you are in 707, there's a lot of redeems. So I'm curating in there too. So like, say you're a member of 707, you have your key and I say, okay, so for the next 25 or 30 days, go and get this piece that Gabe Weiss made just for 707 holders. So for those of you who know Gabe, and he's actually the first artist that I'm going to be announcing, you'll have VIP access to mint one of his pieces. And he's one of my friends and he's an amazing artist in the space. So there's going to be seven artists in total that I'm going to be announcing for the rest of the year. So it's going to be planned out in a really exciting way. So, because my hope is the people that I've onboarded into the space can walk away with a really good collection of art and stuff that I would, I guess, approve of, or, you know, artists in the space that I really enjoy. So I'm very much looking forward to that. And also I wanted to offer to your audience today, if anybody mints an XX Gen, I will send them a gold key for free so they can get in to 707 and they can have access to everything that 707 offers for the future of my career in Web3. So
look it up. We really appreciate that. So you heard it here. If you go and mint an XX Gen, you will automatically get a gold key. Am I correct there?
Yes, you'll be in 707. You'll and also at sellout, there's going to be a very VIP airdrop. So I'm very, very excited to announce that. And I'm so close. So, and then the collector shop will automatically open at sellout. Everything is just ready to go. So, but the main thing I'm excited about is getting people into the space, you know, talking with each other, hanging out, being able to, you know, share their XX Gens or whatever other work they've collected from me. And for that utility, you know, that we're going to see through the rest of the partner drops, I guess you could call it, other artists that are going to be dropping exclusive pieces in 707.
No, that's awesome. And like you said, right from the beginning, right, it was kind of how you were onboarded, right? Some
random guy
in Clubhouse walked through it, and now you're onboarding, whether it's Web tours, right, or people that are already in Web3 who just appreciate your art. And I think that is definitely very, very cool. One last question before I let you go is, what's the future look like in Web3? And how does, like, give me like a, I don't know, 3, 5, 10 year view of like, is this the norm? Is there like different variations of it? Like what do you think the future looks like when it comes to, you know, artists, photographers, filmmakers, people like you and Web3?
Well, you know, at the risk of sounding cheesy, I think it's limitless. I think we're building it as we sit here right now. I mean, and I would zoom forward into the future 5 years, I have no idea. All I would hope is that there are more people that have entered the space and it's a safer space to exist and collect work. I think securities is a big issue and something that I would like to see more inviting to regular folks to get in the space. I don't think that it should be gate kept by people having any type of aversion, you know, to either collecting art, to NFTs, or to the accessibility to NFTs and to crypto as well. So, I mean, I'm really hopeful for the future. I foresee so many things happening in terms of different artists being onboarded that are experimenting in different mediums. So I'm really excited. I mean, I continue to experiment and push the boundaries for my own work to exist in this space. And I see it happening right now. So I can only imagine what this is going to be year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now.
Cool. That's awesome. And where can people find you? Where can they come say hello?
I am at Jay Yatrovsky on every platform. That's Twitter, boom, Instagram, everywhere.
That's awesome. Well, we appreciate you coming on to the show. We'll make sure to link all the links to all the collections that are happening right now. And go support Jessica. Mint that NFT. You do get something special.
You do.
You do. You heard it here. You have the alpha. We appreciate your time. We appreciate you coming on to the show. Thank you. And love that you keep pushing and building in the space. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. And we'll see y'all later this week. Bye, everybody.
Thank you.